Okay, let's keep going to start talk about corn or maize. Yeah, I'm from Texas, but I'm not a Texan, you can see from me. but we did some research here in corn in Texas. That's what I'm going to talk about. My presentation is, want to evaluate the late corn planting with early maturity hybrids in Texas hatchlings. Just give you some background. Is the Texas high plains is here. Is the high plains is here in the north, in south of Texas. It's called Texas Panhandle. In this area, we grow the best corn in this country. If you look at here, the yield. If you look at the yield from 1980s to up to 2010, that's the national average year, county level. But in our area here in the north part of Texas Panhandle, we pretty much follow the national trends, but we always have higher yield. Why we have higher yield? Because we have to irrigate. So high. The corn production has relied on irrigation from Oglala Aquifer in this area. If you in the summertime, if you fly over this area, you will see lots of these circles. That is the irrigation corn. If they have the sprinkler system, this got the corn. So annually, yeah, we have lots of, we have 1.43 million acre foot. 176 million cubic meter of water irrigated to corn in this area. But in last 40 years, we got some problem with the Oglala Aquifer from underground water. So we have some problems with our, we will get less and less irrigation water, which means in the future, we will have limited irrigation. We cannot fall irrigate in that area because this is not sustainable. Also, the well capacity is getting lower and lower. So, we have to develop some management strategies to reduce production risk and sustain the productivity for corn. I think everybody in this room probably know, if you don't have water, you just cannot get much corn yield. Corn is not, compared with wheat, sorghum, with other crops, is not drought tolerant. Compared with that, so in last few years, is what we learned in the 2011 drought is normally in this area, the farmers tend to plant early. It's normally it's from the late April to early May. That's considered the normal planting date in the north Texas Panhandle. But since severe drought in 2011, we learned a few lessons. One of the important lessons is how can we plant the corn a little bit late, which means starting late May or June, even the 1st of July. Can we do that? If we delay the planting, normally it's the long season corn hybrids probably cannot use it. What is about the options we use the mid-season or short-season hybrids? But we really don't have much this kind of data in our area. That is the objective of this study. If you look at the historic data, that's from the Oklahoma Panhandle. It's not far away from us in Texas Panhandle. They look at the early plantings from April 1st to the mid-20s. It's kind of the varies from year to year if you look at the early planting. But still, is this data is look at is maybe in May 20s, is end of May probably is the still a little bit too late. But this study is considered is used the fall season hybrids. It's not the mid season and short season. So our objective is to see we want to determine the yield performance and late planting. We also want to look at the interaction of the planting date and the relative maturity. Also, we want to understand the physiologic attributes of yield and late planting hybrids. We conduct 2-year field experiment. Here I will concentrate just 2013 data. 2014 data we still is analyzed. We just harvested 1 week ago. So I will mainly use our last year's data. We have 4 planting dates from May 15th to July 1st with the 2 weeks interval. We have 4 hybrids. They all from the pioneer. The maturity is from 115 to 111 to 100 days to 96 days of the hybrids. Among these 4 hybrids, 3 of them is Acromax hybrids, is new drought tolerant hybrids. So we grow them in the small plots, is 4 rows, 9 meter long, and 30 inches row spacing is 76 centimeters row spacing. We use this, that's pretty much standard. 74,000 seeds per hectare is the 30,000 per acre seeds. It's kind of average planting density. So we grow them on full irrigation. We didn't grow them for limited irrigation. So this is just the actual planting date last year in 2013. It's pretty much 3 or 4 days difference in terms of target planting date. We collect the yield. We also collect soil water to calculate the seasonal evapotranspiration. We also get the yield for yield components, the harvest index and everything. I'm going to just show the yield. So we consider the irrigation, the soil water depletion, also the precipitation. So we assume this is no deep percolation because in our soil, percolation is kind of drainage is very rare in our case because the air is very flat, so it's pretty much level. We don't have the runoff. Let's just look at some initial results from 2013 at our ether station. You can see this is the yield in terms of tons per hectare of yield. So if you, I think the May 20th is the first planting date. You can see here when you delay the planting, the fall season hybrids is when you delay the planting, especially you planted late in the June and July 1st, the yield dropped very significantly for fall season hybrids. But if you look at the short season hybrids, it's pretty much is very insensitive to planting date, which means if you want to plant very late in terms of late June and early July, you probably have to use the short season. However, you have some penalties there in terms of yield potential. When you use a short season or mid-season hybrids, you reduce your yield potential when you plant late. However, if we plant it late, there's some advantage for planting late because in our area, the rainy season is pretty much starting this period, which means if you plant corn late, you probably can delay your irrigation at least 2-3 times, which means it's about you sometime you can save up to 5 inches of irrigation water. It's pretty significant irrigation water savings in terms of late planting. Look at the seasonal evapotranspiration, the same thing, similar to yield. If you plant it a little bit early in the middle of the late May, of course the long season hybrids have the highest evapotranspiration, the short season have the lowest. But once you delay your planting date to July 1st, pretty much all these hybrids, they use the same amount of water. So no matter is the what kind of hybrids you use, they just pretty much use the same amount of water to produce corn. But let's look at water use efficiency. You can see here, for short season hybrids, the water use efficiency is pretty much flat. The mid season is pretty much similar. But the 2 long season hybrids, especially this 115-day corn, the water use efficiency is reduced very significantly if you plant it late. This hybrid is also, when you plant it very late, is also the water use efficiency is dropped. But keep in mind, this is just the data from 2013. We still have to analyze the data from 2014 to see how consistent of these four hybrids respond to planting day. Just here is show you the seasonal evapotranspiration and yield relationship. You can see, regardless of the what hybrids you use, what kind of maturity date you use, it's pretty much linear relationship in terms of your seasonal evapotranspiration and the yield. If you go back to the orange here, it will be when the yield is zero, the seasonal evapotranspiration is about 270 millimeters, which means about it's about 10.5 inches of the total water use. What that means is, for our area, if you want to produce your first drop, first grain, you need at least more than 11 inches of soil water. You need at least 270 millimeters of evapotranspiration to start to produce the first grain. Otherwise, you just probably just grow a whole bunch of the biomass for feed, for forage. You cannot get the grain. The harvest index will be zero.
Yes.
Well, if you look at the seasonal evapotranspiration and water use efficiency relationship, you really don't see much relationship here. It's kind of go anywhere. But if you look at the water use efficiency with yield, in our areas, if you have the higher yield, you pretty much get a higher water use efficiency. Keep in mind, in our area, this water use efficiency is still lower than the north part of the Great Plains in Canada, in Canada and the Midwest, because in our area, we have very, very high vapor pressure deficit. If you get 3 or 4 kilopascal, it's very common in our environment. So the initial summary of our studies, I'm just use the 2013 data. The high yields still can be achieved with season long hybrids, but when the planting date is delayed to the late June, early July, you can see the short season hybrid shows the yield benefit. However, the late planting can reduce the irrigation and crop water use, but it's really, except this long season hybrid, it really didn't reduce much in terms of water use efficiency in mid and short season hybrids. So one question we have is, do we still need to do more research is for the increase the yield potential of these short season hybrids? That's probably something, especially when they plant and late planting, this is something what we need to do in more studies in the future. That's just show you the October 14th, that's the first planting is May 20th. The middle of October, that's the last July 1st planting, is still pretty green. So I want to thank our sponsors, is Texas Corn Producers Board, our Texas A&M AgriLife Research, and Pioneer Hybrids. So I'm happy to answer one question.